Topic 46. The Ego, Soul. 1. For a long period of lives, the ego remains practically unconscious of the personality. The magnetic link exists, but that is all until the time comes when the personal life reaches a point where it has somewhat to add to the content of the causal body, a body at first small, colorless, and insignificant. But the hour comes when the stones are first brought perfected from the quarry of the personal life, and the first colors are painted in by the man, the builder, and the artist. Then the ego begins to give attention, rarely at first, but with increasing frequency, until lives come around in which the ego definitely works at the subjugation of the lower self, at the enlargement of the communicating channel, and at the transmission to the physical brain consciousness of the fact of its existence and the goal of its being. Once that is accomplished and the inner fire is freer in its passage, lives are then given to the stabilizing of that impression and to the making of that inner consciousness a part of the conscious life. The flame radiates downward more and more until gradually the different vehicles come into line and the man stands on the probationary path. He is ignorant yet of what lies ahead and is conscious only of wild and earnest aspiration and of innate divine longings. He is eager to make good, longing to know, and dreaming always of someone or something higher than himself. All this is backed by the profound conviction that in service to humanity will the dreamed-of goal be reached. Will the vision become reality, the longing fructify into satisfaction, and aspiration be merged in sight. The hierarchy begins to take action, and his instruction is carried out as aforesaid. Until now, the teachers have only watched and guided without definitely dealing with the man himself. All has been left to the ego on his own plane. The ego bends every effort to quicken vibration and to force the oft-rebelling lower vehicles to respond and measure up to the rapidly increasing force. It is largely a matter of increased fire or heat and consequent intensification of vibratory capacity. The egoic fire waxes ever greater until the work is done, and the purifying fire becomes the light of illumination. Ponder on this sentence. As above, so below. On each rung of the ladder, the process is repeated. The monad, at the third initiation, begins itself to be conscious of the ego. The work, then, is more rapid, owing to the rarity of the material, and to the fact that resistance is a factor in the three worlds, but not elsewhere. From Letters on Occult Meditation, pages 35 through 37. 2. The Factor of Periodicity. Egos that are in incarnation and egos that are out of incarnation are differentiated and capable of different work. Egos whose reflections are in incarnation are more limited than those who are not. It is almost as if the higher self were directed downwards, or willingly circumscribing itself to three-dimensional existence, whereas the egos out of incarnation are not so limited, but work in another direction or dimension. From Letters on Occult Meditation, page 38. See also The Soul and Discipleship in the New Age, volume 1, page 762.